That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Happy Hour, hosted by me, as always, Gretchen Garrity. And this week we are joined by the one and only, my boyfriend, Max Bowman.
Hello, hello, hello.
I am like so nervous right now.
I am not. I am very excited.
Yeah, because you don't get like the constant backlash in like coming at your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Like I am so, not to complain over here, I'm complaining, but like I am so afraid to like be myself and do me and live my life in my everyday life.
Well, you shouldn't let the haters affect your daily life.
I know, but I'm just so
afraid.
Because
it's only a small percentage of them.
I don't know.
When the vast majority really enjoy what you do and love what you do.
I feel like I used to think that and really believe that, but now, especially this topic in this podcast, you know, I'm happy that we're doing this on the podcast because even if you're listening right now, hating me and everything about me and my life and what we're talking about, there's not a comment section, so I can't get too sad, except I can if I read the reviews. You can go leave a nasty review if you want. So maybe that's a good time to just have a little disclaimer. If you are going to, like, hate me and just be really hateful, I don't feel like I've ever watched anyone or followed anyone that I've really, like, hated, but I feel like there's been people, you know, that you start to relate to less, and I'm just like, I don't know if this makes me, like, happy watching their videos, listening to their podcasts, following them on Instagram. It kind of makes me feel bad about myself, whatever it is. So if you truly feel like that's me for you, don't listen. Don't follow.
Yeah.
I don't want to be something negative in your life. I truly hope that I'm not, though, because I try to be so just myself and open and honest and fun, lighthearted, happy. It's happy hour, baby. But yeah, I don't know. I just get so afraid. I feel like I'm just tiptoeing in my everyday life and everything that I put on the internet and record and film and stuff because I just don't want to offend anyone ever. Like, that was never my, that's never my intention. But especially what we're talking about today, as I feel like it's just such a sensitive topic. And you know how there's like the baby police when you're pregnant or have a baby or whatever? Or mom police. Oh, what is it called? Something like that.
Mom police.
Mom police. And everyone tries to tell you what's best for you
it's
and
like
your baby.
It's like backseat driving or like backseat mothering.
Yes. And there's, maybe it's called dog police, puppy police. I don't know what it is. But they're about to be up on our booties.
Behind.
Because we are
getting a brand new 8-week-old puppy.
You're going to say like a car or something. We are getting a brand new
used car.
I thought you were about to say like literally a car. But we pick up our puppy tomorrow, you guys.
Yes.
This is so
very exciting
crazy for
the both of us.
It doesn't even feel real, even like sitting here talking about it. I told Max I feel like I'm just going to be thinking that he's, like, visiting for a while.
Until he just doesn't go away. We constantly have to
feed him
and take him out.
Yeah, and love him. But I'm just going to feel like he's my friend's dog that I'm watching. Like, it's going to be like when we watched Royce. Like, I feel like that's what it's going to feel like for a little while. Just because I've never had a dog on my own by myself, even though I grew up with dogs. Like, it was always like, all right, well, like, my parents are the real caretakers here. So if Lucy and I are just going to, like, slack off and go disappear with our friends all day and, like, not feed him and whatever, like, our parents are there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, when it's your dog, it's your dog. Like, no one else is taking care of him. No one be mad at me right now. Obviously, we're very prepared and everything.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like I'm already getting off track. I'm just know first and foremost, like I did my little disclaimer, if you don't want to listen, if you're going to be upset that I'm getting a puppy for whatever reason, don't listen. But I'm just like so nervous to be talking about this right now because people are so opinionated mm-hmm. about getting a dog. And it's like almost like you're listening, probably thinking that your opinions and ideas for me and my life and my dog are more important than my own. So don't be like that.
Yeah. Just understand that different people have different paths and different like options for what they want in a dog and what mm-hmm. we came to an agreement on. Well, yeah. It was pretty easy. There wasn't any arguing or disagreement with what we were going to get.
Yeah. Yeah, we always knew.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'll hear more of the story. Because the reason I wanted to do this podcast is, like, by this point, by the time you're listening, I'm sure I will have already posted a YouTube video, which will probably have some negativity on it. I'm freaking afraid, but whatever. And post on Instagram, maybe a million videos already, stuff mm-hmm. like that. But obviously, I just wanted to have a podcast because we can just chat for a while and tell you more of, like, the journey because it kind of got really, like, tough and emotional at times. So, yes, we are recording this Monday this week. Tomorrow we pick him up Tuesday. And, I'm looking at my notes right now. Oh, I said, when you hear this, we will already have mm-hmm. him. Yes. So I just want to explain why we got a puppy, sort of the process. Yes. But before we get into all of that, you guys know I always talk about what I'm happy about right now, like a happy mm-hmm. quote, something like that. And Max has been on the podcast, what, twice now?
Yes, I'm a recurring guest.
Yeah, so for all the haters that are like, oh my God, enough about the boyfriend, enough of Max, we don't want to hear about him anymore, stop bringing your dumb boyfriend on the dumb podcast.
That's what you guys say about me?
This is for you. He's back. He's back, people. I'm just done reading the podcast mm-hmm. reviews. I'm done. You know what? When I listened to Gals on the Go the other day with Brooke and Danielle, they said, I forget like who they were talking to. I don't know if they even said, but they were like, we talked to a couple people that have their own podcast, and they said at a certain point, you're not supposed to read the review. Like, you're mm-hmm. actually not supposed to. I guess that in like a lot of situations of life, things that people are saying about you.
I'll just never understand the people who take the time out of their day to sit down and actually type out a mean review about yeah. something. Like, do you really care that much about it and are that affected by it that you yeah. need to take time out of your day to type some long thing out? I'll never understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I won't either. Because like I said,
if something upsets me, I move on. I don't yes. think about it. I don't go back and unfollow. Maybe I will go back and listen and see if it changed or got better. If not,
yeah.
I just move on and find another yes. podcast or a show or whatever.
Yes.
So I'll just never understand that side of it.
Me neither.
If it gives you some sort of pleasure or some power hiding behind a computer and on your keyboard,
yeah,
go for it. But
yeah.
I'll just never understand it. So.
I agree with you. Like I said, if there's people that I'm like, not really feeling their content anymore, just like kindly unfollow, don't watch, yeah. participate anymore. Maybe go back, see if they've gotten better, like you said, whatever. Or that I start relating to them, Morgan, but I would never write something mean. Remember I told you before, or someone told me, they were like, Gretchen, hurt people. Mm. And you were like, what? That's dumb. But I think it's so true. Like, if you're hurting, maybe you want other people to hurt so you feel less alone and you're hurting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Like, maybe you want a puppy and so you're mad that I got one. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, so what we're happy about right now that we've talked about how we don't understand
negativity.
There's
a negativity. Lot of negativity to start this pod, so we're going to bring up the energy and
yes.
bring up the happiness and put the happy in the happy hour.
Yes, Max.
Yeah.
I love that. What are you happy about right now?
No, you tell me.
What?
Let me lead the pod.
Now you're interviewing me. Okay.
You tell me.
You want me to say what I'm happy about right now?
Yes, I would love to hear.
Let me guess. It's not really clear this week. I really know what to be happy about. Obviously, I'm extremely happy and extremely excited, and I'm trying not to let me being all worried about what everyone thinks, like, I'm just gonna start turning off comments and friggin', I don't know, disappear on the internet, because I want to be happy at this moment in my life, and it's so exciting, and it's only happening once this week, where we are getting our puppy and raising him and having his like very short time period of being a baby with us. Like it's literally like having a little baby. So I'm so excited to pick him up and to start training him and love him and feed him and bathe him and walk him and teach him to be in his crate. I'm just excited for everything.
Yeah.
Even picking up the poop or if he gets sick or anything like that. Like that's like the hard part. But it's so worth it.
Yeah.
And they, remember I was reading through quotes for this podcast and it was like.
Which one are you going to say? Are you thinking the one?
You're thinking of the one from TikTok.
Yeah, I think so.
But I'm not thinking, okay. I'm thinking of the one. Oh, frick, now I don't even remember. My head's all over the place. But, it was basically like, a dog is the only person, or your dog is the only one that loves you more than, like, he loves himself. Mm. Because they're just so giving and loving, and I just can't wait.
Yeah, I also agree that is what is making me very happy. And also being able to share it with our families during this time. We're not moved into Pennsylvania yet and on our own. So I'm excited to bring him home to my family for a few days and then bring him to Gretchen's family. So
yeah.
It should be very exciting since this is my first dog ever. So I'm very excited. I've always wanted one when I was younger.
Mm.
And we just never... We're never ready to take on that responsibility, I think, as a family, just because how active me and my sister were being all over the place. And now that we both have jobs that are, we're able to spend time at home and spend a lot of time together pretty much anywhere, it makes it easy and...
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was a good time to get one.
Yeah, so, I so agree. It makes a lot of sense for right now. And Max touched on a lot. I am happy that you said that because I was going to be like, guys, this is even more exciting because Max has never had a dog before. Mm-hmm. Like, he's never had a dog, has always wanted one. This is literally going
and
to
I'm great
make
with
your
dogs.
Life.
I'm
you
great.
Are. You are great.
Great with Teddy.
They love you.
I was great with Royce. Shout out Royce.
Yes. Shout out Roland with Royce. Dogs love you.
Yeah.
You're just one of them. You just become one with the dog.
Yeah. And they love me.
They do.
Yeah. But that's what I am nervous about. If our little son
doesn't love you.
Doesn't like
me. Max said yesterday, he's like, what if he doesn't like me? He's going to love you.
He doesn't have a choice. He has to like me.
If you love a dog, it's going to love you back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is just going to be so good. And Max also touched on, this just makes so much sense for us in our relationship in our lifestyle because we do have so much free time. And I was thinking how, like, me personally, I have a very, like, flexible schedule. And I guess in the hockey season, I wouldn't say your schedule is flexible because, like, you have your set times of, like, games and practices and, like, travel, stuff like that. But with that being said, you still do have a lot of free time and downtime, like, at home when you're not at the rink, when you're not at a game, whatever that may be. So it's still a lot more free time to be with your dog, raise your dog, rather than having like a traditional 9-to-5 where I know people really struggle with that because it's like they really want a dog, but you end up spending the majority of the time paying for someone else to like take care of it or watch it because you can't be at home as much. So yeah, I feel very lucky and blessed. Know that everyone listening, that I feel very lucky that we're in a situation where we do have a lot of free time to take care of a dog, which is why it makes even more sense right now to get a dog. And like you said, bringing, like, being able to share them with our families is such a nice silver lining, I guess, of, like, the coronavirus and pandemic, everything going on right now, because it's, like, we are floating, and just my apartment lease being up, like, since we are floating back and forth between, like, Cape Cod and Albany for the next, what is it, like, month or two, then Brody will get to be with our moms and our sisters and like,
Teddy.
And Teddy, yeah. And it's just something, like, it's such a heavy world that we're living in right now, and it's just going to bring some light and joy into all of our families, and everyone is so excited. Like our families are literally so excited. So that's what we're happy about right now. We just talked about a lot. And what I wanted to say, so Max has never had a dog before, but has always wanted a dog. And as much as I can say, Max, oh my gosh, you have no idea, it's gonna be so tough because I've had three dogs growing up. Like, you do know a lot of it. Like, you've been around dogs a lot, and you are going to find out tomorrow. But if you guys didn't know, my mom has a golden doodle right now, Teddy. And so I would say Teddy is a dog that I feel like I had the most
responsibility.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Like in raising and training and everything. Because Lucy and I, it was after our freshman year of college. We were going to our sophomore year. And we got Teddy. And we still had Ozzy, our Great Dane, back then. But he was getting older. And so we got Teddy. And I was like, oh my gosh, is training a puppy and raising a puppy always is hard? Like, if you guys know, the first couple of days, weeks, whatever, really tough. They're just so tiny. Everything's so new. In a new environment, the whole thing. And like, they aren't potty trained yet, all of that. So it's tough. But it's like, I'm so grateful that I had all that experience growing up because I feel that much more ready right now. Like, I know it's hard, but I'm going into it, like, knowing what it's like. And I know that I need to carve out my days to attend to him. And, like, I'm prepared and ready. So just know that I grew up with two Great Danes and then Golden Doodle right now. So I am ready. I am prepared. And I don't even think we've said his name yet. But last thing I want to say is also that if you guys listened to my last week's episode with my mom, she said, I asked her what like was some of the most important things she taught Lucy and I. And one of the things she touched on was, she's like, I'm really happy that I taught you guys to have a love for animals, like in all animals. And she's always been like that. And her mom and my mom, kind of like Max, my mom always grew up, never had a dog, always wanted Great Danes, finally was able to get Great Danes. My dad was like, Great Danes, really? So she finally was able to get her Great Danes. And Max has grown up always wanting a dog. And then this infatuation started with Golden Retrievers for us.
I don't really know where it came from.
Me neither.
Well, how can you not love a Golden Retriever? I mean,
they're so cute.
They're so nice. They're so
friendly,
fun and friendly and loving. They're just... they're the best. Like,
they're the best.
Yeah. So,
if any of you have Goldens listening, you know. If you know, you know.
So that was, we never really thought about other breeds or anything like that. So it was pretty easy to settle on that.
I think it was just like slowly but surely, like from the beginning of us dating. I don't know. I think it was just like, you would like send me pictures of Golden Retriever puppies and I would send you pictures of Goldens, or we would see them out in public and be like, oh my God. And now, if you guys are with us ever, if you were like in the car with us, we drive down the road and Max would be like, oh my God, babe, look it. And I'll be like, Max. And it's like a Golden walking down the road. Like, we've just been so obsessed with them for the year and 9 months that we've been dating. So yeah, Max is right. There never really was a question like, what breed? Like, we've just always loved dogs. I've had dogs. Max hasn't. Always wanted one. And I've loved Golden Retrievers. And also, I feel like I'm going out of order here with my notes. But along with us having such flexible or free schedules, free time for raising a puppy, being with a dog, everything like that, because they need a lot. Like, you need to take them out. You need to be with it. You can't leave them home all day. Yeah. No. We also are very active people. If you guys know that, well, Max, I feel like that's pretty obvious because he plays professional hockey, so it's like you sort of have to be. And I try my best.
You're very active. But,
and I love walking Teddy. Like, walking a dog is just, like, the most therapeutic experience. Like, you're going on a walk, you're getting outside, you're getting some fresh air, you're walking the dog. The dog makes you happy. Life is good. Like, everything is amazing. You're getting some sunshine. So what I'm trying to say is I feel like our very active lifestyles work really well with a Golden Retriever.
And you know what's funny? I feel like I don't like walking. Like, I don't like going on a walk.
You don't.
But when there is a dog involved, like, I'm all for it. I love walking Teddy. Like,
yeah, you do.
I'll be the first one to take him out. Like, I just love, I don't know, because I feel like I'm doing something. I feel like walking just to walk is boring.
Isn't it, like, accomplishing
anything? I'm like, what am I doing? I'm just wasting time out here. But if I'm walking the dog, we're, I don't know, having fun, and he's getting something out of it, too, so... Yeah.
That's so, you know, you just like pinpoint. I feel like I have so many questions and I'm like, Max, come on and walk with me. And
you're always like, let's walk down to Nirvana. I'm like, no, I'm not walking down to Nirvana.
We can just drive. I'll just
drive. Yeah. Literally, it's 2 minutes down the road and I'll still drive. But,
interesting.
I think with a dog, I'll more than happily walk down there.
Yeah. And I feel like you're someone that's so I don't know how to say it, like, driven by productivity and, like, getting things done. So it's, like, driving to Nirvana and, like, checking that off your list is quicker mm-hmm. than, like,
yeah.
taking the long road and walking. Yeah. But that's so true. Like, if there's, like, Teddy Royce, you're like, let's go to walk. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, want to walk after dinner? You're like, no. That's so interesting. Yeah. So I feel like everyone has concerns when someone's getting a dog, especially a dog that needs a lot of attention. Activity
yeah.
and attention. And, I mean, they all need a lot of attention. But, you know, like... Like, Great Danes, for example, do not need nearly as much exercise as probably, like, Teddy. He's a golden doodle or golden retrievers. But what I want to say is that we are fully prepared and ready for that.
Yeah.
So, like I kind of mentioned, Max and I have been dating for almost a year and 9 months. So, if you're just wondering, like, I don't know, I just feel like at this time in our relationship, it makes a lot of sense. Maybe some people... viewing or, you know, following along or like, oh, that's really like they're not like mm-hmm. married yet or anything. Yeah. Like I feel like a lot of times people wait to until they're like married or something, but it's like we I don't know, I feel like I've just always talked about wanting a puppy for all the reasons we just said, like having so much free time, and I mean especially now during like the pandemic, this is like the best time mm-hmm. to get a dog. And so I don't know, I just feel like at this point in our relationship we knew we were ready, and he's ours 50-50.
Yeah.
If we didn't say that. So he's like fully our dog evenly together.
Yes.
Like I said, getting a puppy was always something that we talked about. And I said how we're not sure where the infatuation with Goldens came from, but it was just there. So it was like we knew that we wanted a golden retriever puppy. Maybe a partly for me because of having Teddy and he's half golden. I don't really know. But this is just... really exciting. So we haven't said his name yet, but exactly tomorrow, he's 8 weeks old, and we named him, you say it,
Brody, B-R-O-D-Y, Brody boy,
Brody baby.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to pick him up. So if you're like, where did Brody come from? Well, let me tell you. I knew I did not want a dog that had a name, or I didn't want to name a dog. Didn't want to name our dog a name that I already knew, that...
Mm-hmm. You knew other dogs.
With that name.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to name our dog that I already knew another dog that had that name.
Because
I wanted to just be, like, unique, special dogs. Like, I didn't want to be thinking about, like, oh, Teddy. Like, I'm not going to name my dog Teddy. I already know a Teddy or an Aussie or whatever. And so I think how we actually came across Brody, I remember just Googling, like, golden retriever names or looking like dog names and just looking through so many. And, oh, this is actually funny. I always had my heart set on Tucker. I love the name Tucker. And that's so funny to think that, like, his name could have been Tucker. Yeah. Like, now it's like, no, it's Brody. But then, I don't know if you guys know, but my best friend Taylor got this boyfriend and his name is Tucker, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
So that wouldn't have worked.
I'm like, I can't name, now I'm like, this ruins my plans for my dog. I can't name my dog Tucker because your boyfriend's name is Tucker. everything works out. It's meant to be, because now I feel like our puppy, well, from the pictures we've seen, just looks like a Brody.
He's definitely a Brody.
He's a Brody. Yeah. So how we came across Brody was, I don't think I even saw that on any of the lists online or anything. I remember talking with Mandy, my cousin, and we were talking about different names. She kept saying Brady, and I'm like, yeah, but we know a person, Brady. And so I'm like, I don't want to name him Brady because I'm just going to always think of
Brady.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. And then I think from Brady, we were just like, Brody. And I was like, Brody. I've never met a dog or a person named Brody. I really like that. I think it's so cute. So then it was kind of easy. What did I say, Max, should it be Brody? Or, like, what did you think of it from the beginning?
I liked it right away, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even remember how that happened. If I was like, what about Brody? Or,
yeah, Brody was great.
What are other ones we liked? I don't even remember.
I don't either.
I like Max.
Tucker, Brady, Brody.
Max wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple.
Very easy.
Brody.
Yeah.
He's our son, guys. Max, Gretchen, and Brody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does it feel real still? But by the time this is up, he's going to be, like, in our arms. Interrupting in here, super quick to tell you guys about Purple Mattress. So I've been thinking how technology has improved just about everything by now. Phones, cars, shopping. Yet mattresses have more or less really just been the same since the invention of sleep. But we definitely deserve better, especially since we spend so much of our lives sleeping in bed, if you think about it. And finally, the mattress has evolved thanks to Purple. The secret to Purple is the Purple Grid. It's a patented comfort technology that instantly adapts to your body's natural shape and sleep style. Purple is really for every body, providing total pressure relief no matter how you sleep. Personally, I'm always the most comfortable in my stomach. Anyone else? Is it just me? I don't know. Purple is designed with over 2,800 open air channels and naturally temperature neutral gel, so you'll never sleep too hot or too cold. The Purple mattress is soft where you want it, firm where you need it, and comfortably cool all over. I got a sample in the mail, you guys, and I'm definitely most impressed with how soft and comfortable it feels, yet how supportive at the same time. And also that it's cooling, since I can get so hot when I sleep. You can count on resting easy night after night, year after year, because the ultra durable Purple Grid won't sink or lose shape. And Purple is so confident in what they do, you guys, that every Purple mattress comes with free shipping and returns and a risk-free 100-night trial. So to experience the next evolution of sleep, go to purple.com/GG and use promo code GG. For a limited time, you'll get $150 off any Purple mattress order of $1,500 or more. That's purple.com/GG, promo code GG, for $150 off any mattress order of $1,500 or more. Terms apply. Now, let's get back into the episode. Okay, so 8 weeks old tomorrow. That's our little naming process. I also wrote male because if you're like, why male? Max, tell them why you wanted a male. I think your reasoning is funny.
Because I wanted a good boy, not a good girl.
Yeah. Whenever we've ever started, and I hope you guys know, this is like over a year ago that we started talking about, like, seriously getting a puppy. Like, this has been a long time, like, literally from the second we started dating. Because we just love dogs. And Max was like, ugh, I couldn't do a girl. I want a good boy. Not a good girl. That's where he's like, I want a good boy. And I'm like, okay, well, that's a dumb reason. But I agree because I've grown up, my three dogs have always been male. And they say, I've heard through the grapevine that it's just easier to stick with, like, the gender that you've always had because that's the one you know. So I'm used to males. So I just thought, I don't know, that a male would make the most sense. You guys, Max just needed a potty break. That's like if Brody needs a potty break. Yeah. Just take him out quick.
Yep.
Hopefully he can hold his pee when he's grown
better
up,
than I can.
Longer than his dad. Okay, so we just chatted a lot, though. We chatted a lot about why we're ready, why it makes sense, everything like that. And obviously, our summer plans have just been wacky because of the pandemic. But nonetheless, we are certain, don't worry, you guys, that Brody will be our number one priority. Because I know everyone has their opinions on what they think is best. And like, oh my gosh, we're not settled in Pennsylvania yet. But like, it's okay. We're all good. He's going to be our number one priority. Like I said, I raised Teddy. Like, I know what to do. I know what's important, what's going on. And I also hope you guys know that we have been just reading and researching a ton. Like, I literally have been reading about golden retrievers in general, puppies, for like the past year. Like, I literally feel so informed and so ready, and I just know so much. Like, I just remember what you look for. Like, obviously we know they have issues with, like, genetically or typically, I don't know the right word, they can be prone to eye issues, like hip dysplasia, just things like that. You learn about the breed, all sorts of things. So know that this isn't just like, woo, we want a golden puppy, he's cute, and like, we're not like educated about it all. Like, we are like so prepared, overly prepared.
Yeah. And from talking to some of our friends who have dogs, and from what they've heard, from what we've been doing, they were like, oh my god, you guys are way more prepared than we ever were. So you guys are in a good spot. We're taking this very seriously, as anyone should with getting a dog. And like you said, it's our number one priority. So I think we're both ready and feel that we're able to take on this
responsibility.
This big responsibility.
Yeah, it is a huge responsibility. Also, a lot of love and fun. And Max is so right. Some of our friends are like, oh my god, we literally showed up at, you know, the shelter with a leash. Like, we we didn't know. Which is fine. I know some people figured out, like, on their own time. But when I tell you we have like boxes of things, like yeah. we are just so ready. We have our bag prepared for tomorrow.
And I'm sure there is still a lot for us to learn and
yeah.
figure out as we go, but that's a part of any mm-hmm.
We can always learn more.
Yeah.
And I would say if you, as much as I'm like, I don't want to hear from what people have to say, if you, I would say very specifically, if you have constructive criticism yeah. or like really helpful tips that you're like, if I could go back when I had my puppy, I wish I knew XYZ, I would say comment that on my
yeah.
most recent Happy Hour podcast Instagram post, because that's where I can see like your guys' feedback from this podcast the most easily, or if you like DM the Happy Hour podcast Instagram. But know that if you are gonna be like hateful and mean, I probably will just ignore it. yeah, but I'm sure like obviously we'll keep learning, obviously we'll make mistakes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say as
everyone
well.
Has mom dad right. fails.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, if
we'll probably make some mistakes along the way.
Mm-hmm.
They hopefully won't be too bad, but I'm sure we'll do stuff that you guys will be like, ooh, like, why are you doing it that way? And I'm sure
the harness is on upside down.
Yeah, and I'm sure once we look back and be like, oh, you're right, like, why did we do it that way? But
we're learning
and it's a process, and it's a part of the journey with our new son,
our first puppy. And I can think of immediately, like, yesterday, learned something new that we didn't think about. You might be like, this is common sense, but I didn't really know. So, obviously, if you crate train them, we are going to crate train Brody. You want them to be, this is just specific, but you want them to be in a space that isn't much bigger for them to lay down, especially when they're in a puppy, because if they can move around, they'll pee in one corner, sleep in the other mm-hmm. corner type of thing. So, it's just easier if they're just confined to, like, a small little space, where they can lay down, and then they will most likely not wet the bed in there. Mm-hmm. But we learned yesterday from talking to the woman at PetSmart when we were getting the crate, she was like, you actually don't want to get the crate pad in there, at least when it's a puppy, or any blankets or anything. Like, they would prefer it to just be completely empty, because that way, if they're, like, too cozy in there, they can, like, pee on the blanket, stuff like mm-hmm. that. But she's like, they will most likely not if it's, like, just the crate tray. And so we're like, oh, that's new. We didn't know that. So it's like, we're always learning.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we learned that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, but I already have a crate pad. And she's like, oh, well, once it's yeah. like more potty trained, then you can put it in there for them to be more comfortable, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So anyway, we're always learning. But this is the tough part, everyone. This is where it gets difficult. I feel like we've been beating around the bush. Where is Brody coming from?
Yes. Brody was born in Maine.
Born and raised.
Yep. And we heard about him from
this breeder. Yeah. Let's just say it. We're getting him yeah. from a breeder. Okay.
From many family friends that have gone through this breeder.
Mm-hmm.
And was highly recommended and had nothing but good things to say about them and mm-hmm. their process and what they go through with breeding these golden retrievers. So we felt very comfortable going with them instead of some random breeder that we found online or
yeah.
something like
that.
Like,
know that it's not anything like that. Like, this is, like, we literally know goldens that have come from this breeder. Mm-hmm. It's an ethical breeder in Maine. We're driving up tomorrow to get Brody, and it just made a lot of sense. And there is just, like, the longest backstory to this, because you're probably like, Gretchen, what? I tried, and let me, not even I just tried, I like fully tried so hard to rescue or adopt,
mm-hmm.
which I came to find out after about a year of trying to do this, that it's nearly impossible to rescue or adopt a golden retriever puppy. It just doesn't happen. It really doesn't. And when it does, it's too good to be true, and you get scammed, because that's what nearly happened to me, because, oh man, you guys, okay, we said, I'm looking at my notes. We said we're getting Brody, ethical breeder in Maine. It's been recommended to us by multiple family friends. And initially, like I said, we really wanted to adopt a rescue. Like, I mm-hmm. made it my mission. I was like, oh, I know. What are you doing over there?
Cleaning the car and I bumped the radio.
I know, I want you guys to know that I know, Max knows, how important it is to rescue and adopt. There are so many dogs out there that need homes, and I do recognize that, and I want you all to know that. And it's not like I'm just, like, ignorant over here kind of thing. So that's why initially I really wanted to rescue, I really wanted to adopt. And I, like I said, I really did try for a year, ultimately coming up with nothing. Like, I had all the alerts set up, if you guys have seen those websites, on, like, Adopt a Pet, Pet Finder, other rescues, adoptions. I also want you to know that it just started to get so, it gets really frustrating at a certain point, because it's like, you look at rescues, you look at adoptions, and for so many reasons, I was, like, immediately ineligible. It's like, okay, you must be 25, 26 above. I'm like, okay, I'm not. It's like, you must have a fence in the backyard. All right, don't have that. You must have a yard. Nope, didn't have that. I was in Boston in my apartment. Can't be an apartment. Nope, didn't have that. Like, for so many reasons, and a lot of rescues and adoptions, they only let you rescue or adopt if you're in that state locally. So many that I found, nope, wasn't eligible, wasn't in Massachusetts, whatever it is. So it just started to get really frustrating. And then, like I said, obviously we had our heart set on a golden retriever, wanted a golden retriever puppy. And I'm sure, I know people were upset with me. They're like, you can't have your heart set on one breed. Well, we did. Mm-hmm. And it's like our dog that we are going to have for many, many years. And it's like I said, for whatever reason, we had our heart set on Golden Retriever. So it's like, we're not going to not get a Golden Retriever. Like, that's the dog that we want. And it's actually a lot easier to rescue or adopt a Golden Retriever adult. But like I said, we wanted a puppy. Like, I just feel like we wanted a puppy, especially since it's Max's first dog, to just train and be with, like, from the beginning and kind of, like, know what we're getting ourselves into, if that makes sense. And I also wanted to point out, okay, well, I didn't talk about this. I talked about this in a YouTube video. Let me backtrack a little bit. Getting scammed. This is when it was too good to be true, because I literally will tell you the name. I had my heart set. It was like this beautiful golden retriever puppy, or at least pictures of one somewhere. And his name was Bees, and it made a lot of sense. I feel like you either get really lucky if you try to adopt a golden puppy, or like it doesn't happen. And so it seemed too good to be true, because it was. And this family was like, oh, he's whatever, maybe 12 weeks now. We got him, but we are moving from Georgia to California, like, where we're moving. We can't have a dog. We're so upset, but we need to find, like, we need to rehome him, like, find a new family that can take care of him. And I was, like, ready to drive down to Georgia. This was, like, the very beginning of coronavirus, if you guys remember, like, in March. And I was, like, so ready. I was, like, can I drive to Georgia? I don't know. Like, I was ready, and I was emailing with them. And then it got really weird. It was, like, are you a Christian? When were you married? Like, questions that didn't make sense.
Shouldn't have been asked.
Yes.
To bring
there, a dog there home. Were even more weird ones. Yeah. And then you get the whole, you get the, like, you need to pay up front, and then it'll get, like, delivered and the whole thing. So I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And this was through, I found Rehoming Bees through, I believe it was Adopt a Pet. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is literally a scam, because you know what I did? If you guys saw that YouTube video, I took the pictures that they attached. They're like, here's some more pictures we took recently. And I'm like such a little detective. I reverse image searched them on Google, and they came up on other websites for, like, puppies for sale in San Francisco. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I, like, you know, had chills. I was like, this is so wrong. Oh, so I reverse image searched. Obviously, Bees was not who he said he was, and I was so freaked out, and I was just, like, so disheartened and discouraged at this point, because I had made so many efforts to rescue and adopt for literally a year, and I think at this point, I was like, this is impossible. Like, I am, like, fighting a losing battle over here. I can't do it. I don't know what to do. Like, we want a golden puppy. I can't rescue or adopt. Mm-hmm. I know people will criticize me to no end and maybe hate me if we go through a breeder, but, like, I don't know what else to do here. And also recognize that I'm half of the decision.
Yes.
And Max, I think from the beginning, like, was like, okay, well, we know this breeder in Maine where all our friends have their goldens from, like, why can't we just go there? And I'm like, because, Max, adopting and rescuing is so important. I really wanted to do this. I know it's a little more challenging. I thought I could figure it out. But you can't. And so then after that happened, I think a couple days later, I actually got an email from Adopt a Pet. It was like, warning, beware, we actually found out that this is a scam. Mm-hmm. Like, please do not, like, reply to these emails. And I'm like, yep, found that out. I didn't. And so that happened.
I just want to say that I to understand the importance of adopting and rescuing these puppies. I know a lot of them aren't treated the way they should be. And I just think personally for us, where we are in our life, having it being our first dog and puppy, and especially me, I don't think we are ready to take on that responsibility of bringing home maybe a dog that was definitely mistreated in the past or had some other issues that could be presented with adopting and rescuing. So I think just personally in our relationship and where our life is at the time, I think
we're so young, like we're not,
this option for us was better. And for you it may be better to adopt or to go to a breeder or something like that. So just be understanding in that was our decision and something that we're sticking with and going with. And if you hate us for that, go for it.
Unfollow.
I don't really care, but Gretchen might a little bit more than I do, but just understand that that's where we're coming from. And maybe down the line, like Gretchen has mentioned in the past, maybe that we can adopt a dog when we're in a better spot in our life, where we have a little bit more knowledge and experience under our belt with golden retrievers or dogs in general. But just understand that that's where we're coming from, and hopefully you don't hate us and can see that side of it. So just my two cents.
I so agree. Like, just as our first dog together, I personally didn't really feel capable enough, or I guess equipped with like the resources, the experience that I would feel that I would need to take care for a dog that has specific needs from being abused, abandoned, whatever it may be. And I do feel in the future after raising Brody that I will feel ready for that. And I know rescuing and adopting, like, there's just so many, it's really just like case by case basis. Like, there's so many different experiences. And I have a friend that adopted two Weimaraners. They are angels, the most perfect dogs. They weren't too hard to train, anything like that. But then I know dogs, like I had a family friend growing up, Bailey was the name of the dog, and she was abused so much. She was so afraid of men. She could only hide in corners. And I personally don't know, like, she would, what I'm saying is she would like hide if people came and like you couldn't pet her. She was so afraid, and she just had such a rough past. I was just saying that she was such a difficult dog to try to train and help because of what she had been through. And so it's like, if I was presented in a situation where I had a dog that was abused in the past, that takes that much more knowledge, expertise, training to help that dog. And I would personally just not feel ready for that. So I did want to say that, even though I know some of you still may be upset with us. And what I also found out, trying to adopt a golden puppy, which is pretty much impossible, that another reason that is the case is because any golden puppy that can't be cared for, they usually won't end up in adoption or rescue because they come from a breeder. And say, for example, Max and I couldn't take care of Brody, our breeder would take Brody back because breeders will just typically do that with their puppies. Like, if someone can't take care of them, they'll take them back because they don't want their dogs ending up in a rescue and adoption. Yeah. So that's just why it's so hard. I think for any, like, I guess, purebred dog, like, you're probably not going to find them in adoption or rescue. Not that you need a purebred dog or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have been fine. I was looking at golden mixes, but it was just so difficult, right? As you look at a dog listing, you're like, I want this one, disappears, it's gone already. Or I'm looking, I call, it's already gone. Like, it was just the hardest process. So,
and with that said about the breeder, I think it's important for us as first time dog owners that we have that community with the other people who have dogs from this breeder and the breeder herself to lean on for information and to call them if questions arise or concerns, or a lot of times we've seen in the community posts that a lot of the dogs will do some of the like same things, and they can learn from other owners' actions and things like that. So I think having that community where we can lean on for the information and tips and things that may arise in our life with our dog, that I think it's important as being first time dog owner.
I know, it's really, I feel like it's just so helpful. Like whenever we read through there and it's like, my dog's chewing all my things, is this normal? And it's like, yes, they're teething. Or, you know, that's a very like simple one. But there's like so many little things we could be like, oh, he keeps itching his ear. Like, is your dog doing that? Like, what could this be? And so,
or,
I don't know.
Spots on them or the things that come up, health concerns. Eating. Yeah. Yep.
It's just really, it's really helpful. And I think it's also good to point out, we're not, you know, supporting a puppy mill over here. It's not a puppy mill. It's an ethical breeder. There's a big difference. And personally, my dogs, that my parents, it was their decision. Lucy and I never had any say in it. Our parents, our three dogs, have always been from breeders. And you may hate that, or you may think it's okay. Everyone has their own opinions. And they, I don't know, that's all I've ever known, because my parents have just always gotten dogs from breeders. I think they always liked knowing kind of the, I don't know if security is right, or the security of it. They always liked knowing the health history of the dog. You can, like, trace back the lineage and know that it will probably not have, like, certain health conditions that are prone for golden retrievers, things like that. So it's, like, really nice to have kind of those assurances, whereas when you rescue or adopt, you have no assurances. You don't know exactly what type the dog is. You don't know how big it's going to be. You don't know health issues that may arise. You don't know its history. You don't, things like that. So again, as just like first time dog owners together, it just made a lot of sense to have all of this like past knowledge of where he's coming from. Even like the food he's been fed for the past 8 weeks, we can get the same food, things like that. So yeah, I think we just explained a lot of why we ended up going with a breeder. But like Max said, I do feel in the future after raising Brody that I could be ready for rescuing a dog. And, you know, I actually read a DM from one of you a while ago. Everyone has their own opinions, but it made me feel better. Maybe that this is just like self-serving, and I'm just happy that she made me feel less guilty. But she was like, don't let anyone criticize you for going through a breeder. And she even said, she was like, me and my husband, when we were younger, we got our dog from a breeder because we weren't really ready. We knew we weren't ready to adopt or rescue, or like have all the experience that we wanted for that and all the knowledge. And so we went through a breeder. And she's like, now that we raised that dog, we're married, and we actually recently just rescued a dog. And so I'm like, I could totally, like, I could so see myself in her situation. And again, I just want to reiterate that just because we're not rescuing right now doesn't mean we won't rescue in the future. So, oh, this is coming so late in the podcast, but if you're listening to the whole thing, you will hear that I actually plan on rescuing a friend for Brody down the line, whenever that may be. Max, don't freak out. That's another story. That's the future. That being said, this is going up after the YouTube video. I have already talked about and decided to donate $1,000 to the Bunnies Buddies organization, which, if you guys don't know Bunnies Buddies, maybe, or probably a lot of you do. I found out about them because I follow a bunch of people that were on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, stuff like that. And a lot of them have rescued golden retrievers. They have other types of dogs too, through Bunnies Buddies. So if you don't know what they are, basically they rescue dogs across Asia, typically from the dog meat trade, slaughterhouses, just like really horrible conditions over there. So it's like so meaningful, so important. And like I said, I do recognize the importance of that. And I would love to be able to rescue another golden down the line from Bunnies Buddies. Just right now, for all the reasons we mentioned, don't really feel ready for that yet, but I do feel that I will be down the line. So, if for no other reason you understand where we're coming from, maybe you can at least appreciate that I'm making a charitable contribution to them because I do recognize how important it is. And I just love what Bunnies Buddies is doing mm-hmm. as an organization as a whole. And I think it's so important. So, yes, we are getting Brody tomorrow at a breeder in yes. Maine.
And I feel like we should say that you can leave this in or cut it out. But
okay.
That I feel like this should be like the last we kind of talk about that or mention about breeding versus adopting. Like, we made our decision that we went with a breeder, and now I feel like moving forward it should just be about Brody and our journey of raising him and yeah. And our adventures and life with him. And I just don't want to constantly harp on the fact that we did go with a breeder
mm-hmm.
and I hope that you guys don't continually judge us for going with a breeder and not adopting. So mm-hmm.
I like that you said that. I don't want to feel constantly bombarded and like afraid to show him in our lives yeah. and people be like, ah, oh, he's from a breeder.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I so agree with that. And I find myself like upset sometimes because I'll see other videos on YouTube and it's like bringing home my 8-week-old golden retriever. No negativity. Everyone understands. Mm-hmm. They literally show going into the breeder, picking him up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why couldn't I do that? And I understand you guys hold me to a higher standard. I love that you keep me on my toes. I love that you hold me accountable. I love that you keep me educated and knowledgeable and knowing how important rescuing and adoption is. But for the past 40 minutes, like we've said, why going to a breeder made the most sense for us. I hope you can respect our decision. And if not, at the very least, not write something hate. And yeah, let's just like leave this here. We put it all out on the mm-hmm. table. We said everything, and going forward it's like he's a part of our family, and yeah. That's that. So
yep.
yeah, okay. Then I thought, just to conclude, that I thought we could talk about questions. You guys didn't ask these, but these are just yeah. questions that
we
I would assume
you would ask.
These are questions that I'm putting in your mouth that I thought you would ask me, and kind of just like typical concerns that I feel like people have when you're getting a dog. We've addressed a lot of them, like having mm-hmm. a lot of free time already. But the number one thing I feel like I got personally yelled at about when I said that I was looking for a puppy, wanted a puppy, puppy update, whatever. I feel like I shared more in the journey in the beginning, looking at so many adoptions, but I quickly realized how frustrating and like emotionally draining it was. And I was like, I can't even share this anymore because I'm getting my hopes up about bees, about whoever, and it's not happening. So a lot of what people said from the beginning was, Gretchen, you travel so much. It's not fair to the puppy. You're not ready. You're too young. I think mainly, like, it was you travel so much, you're not home enough, da-da-da-da. You're right. I have traveled a lot in the past. I've traveled a ton. I think back to times in college where I was gone every weekend, and I don't regret that at all because I feel like I was so blessed with the opportunity to travel so much in college. I mean, the past year post-college, obviously, also traveling a lot. Half the time, it was traveling to see you,
yeah.
and now that won't happen anymore because I'll be with you. So I have traveled a lot, but at this point in my life, I'm ready to settle down. LOL, I'm 23. It's not like that, but I am ready to travel a whole lot less. And it's funny because that already started happening since March
yeah.
because of the pandemic. And this quarantine time of forcing your life to slow down and stay at home has been kind of nice for me personally because I felt like I was always on the go, always rushing to the next destination, always thinking about my next trip with whatever brand or not brand or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I wanted to start being at home more and feeling more like peace and grounded. And I don't know if you guys have ever like traveled like crazy in your life, but when you're like one destination to the next, you like kind of lose yourself. I don't know, that sounds like deep, but you're like, I miss being home and being with like my family and like the people that matter in my life and like having any sort of routine. And so I've been ready to kind of like slow down the pace of my life and like stay in one place for more than a week at a time anyway. So although I have traveled a lot in the past, I'm ready to not travel that much.
And you know? I feel like we should say you're still able to travel since mm-hmm. this is our dog and we are 50-50 in this decision that obviously it's going to have to coordinate with my schedule and my hockey mm-hmm. schedule. But there's times during the season where I'm home for a week or two at a time where you are able to travel if it is mm-hmm. for work or just with friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's also an option.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure I'll visit my mom. I'll probably bring Brody, you know?
Yeah.
To see his brother, uncle, Teddy. I will probably visit my friends in Boston. But it's like, we figured out. It's all good. Like Max said, it's 50-50. When Max is away for a week in Canada or whatever, wherever, playing hockey, I will be home with Brody. Like, we will figure it out. So, don't worry about that. And it's all good. That's what I have to say about that. Another thing people say is, you're so busy. Like, you don't have time for a dog, YouTube, like, family, friends, whatever. Yeah, I am, but I feel like I make myself that way. People always ask, they're like, is YouTube a lot of work? And I'm like, heck yeah, it is. But it's kind of like you get out what you put into it. So I feel like I'm constantly on my phone working on Instagram or YouTube or whatever. Like, I'm always working, but I also don't need to be. And I feel like with the dog and with more going on, like, I think about in college having a more structured schedule in classes and, like, a dog that I know I'm going to be taking care of every day almost makes it easier to, like, plan out your time and plan out your day and, like, don't worry about it. That's what I've said.
And a lot of the work that you do can be done from home, and a lot of the editing and planning and things like that, even filming certain things, you can do at home. And
he can be in it.
And I'm sure he'll be in a lot of the videos. So, yeah.
Guys, it feels so weird to, like, talk about him so much and, like, he's not even here yet.
And since we've known for a little while now that we were getting him, that it's been hard keeping him
a secret. Yeah,
and
it's only been some
wanting to share with you guys. But I think this was the best way for Gretchen and I to
tell everybody.
To show him to the world.
Yeah,
so,
his reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It has been hard. It's like people with their, like, pregnancy announcements.
Yeah,
so we're just like, we got to talk. Another thing you're going to say, Max travels for hockey. We kind of just said it. Yeah, you're right. He does. It can be for, like, a week or even, I think the longest you're away is a week or, like, a week and a half. But it's, like, NBD, because guess who's at home with Brody? Mama. Me. Yeah. So, like, it's fine, everyone. Like, we're good. Everything's good. Oh, this is, like, here at the end, personal, but we will share, like we've said a million times, 50-50. He's 50% Max, 50% mine. If we ever break up, we could just cut him in half. Kidding.
And that's with everything. Responsibilities, financially.
That's what I was going to say. Because people get nosy. They're like, well, who's paying for him? Oh my gosh. They'll be like, Gretchen pays for everything.
And
Max
I know
is like,
that's
freeloader.
What I was going to say. That you people think that Gretchen pays for a lot of things. And probably in the past she did. Because I was in college and didn't have a job.
Yeah.
But now where I have a job and
have money.
Yes. Can help pay for things. And I think it's important that we do tell you guys that it is 50-50 financially.
Because I don't want any of the rude, nosy comments that are like, ugh, Max doesn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
Like, do know that, I mean, it's been expensive already. We don't even have them yet. Everything that we paid for, the crate, all the food, all the things, everything you need, we split 50-50. And that's how it's going to be because he's our dog together. So if you're on those and you're like, who's paying for him? Max paid for half. I pay for the other half.
Even though it's none of your business, but
I know. Oh, I just remember in college, it would be so bad. People would be like, oh my gosh, like, Max is just staying with Gretchen because she, like, brings him to dinner. And I'm like, what in the heck is wrong with people? And it makes me so, like, frustrated and annoyed because it's, like, obviously we're staying together and now you have, now you could pay for more or whatever. Max actually buys my coffee, like, every day. Like, he just said, didn't we say this in the beginning?
Yeah, I'm not happy about the cold
brew. This is getting expensive with the cold brew. And, like, and I think about, not you, but, like, Lucy. If I would help Lucy pay for things, whatever, maybe in college, and she would be like, no, I feel bad, whatever. And if you guys care about my philosophy with money or helping people or sharing or whatever, just think about, I would be like, Lucy, can you stop being weird about it? I literally don't care. If I cared, I would tell you. And I don't care. And in my mind, it's like, if the roles were reversed and Lucy, you had a job right now and I didn't, you would be helping me pay for it. I know you would. So it's like, it doesn't need to be like, I don't know why money has to be such a weird thing. And everyone is, it's like so like emotional to everyone.
And it's uncomfortable. I was always uncomfortable about it. And even if it was asking my parents for money if I needed it. Like, it's the worst. You hate doing it, but when you're in a position and you have the money to help out family, loved ones, even friends, like, whatever it may be, you're more than happy to help out and do that because you know that those people, if they were in your position, they would do it to you. So, getting a little emotional talking about this.
Oh, cutie. You know? Yeah. I know, this is such a random, like, money talk in here. But because we were talking about who's paying for Brody.
No, but it is important to discuss because that is a big part of owning a dog.
So. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I so agree with that. Yeah, sorry for the money talk in here, people.
So that's why we need that hockey season to get going again. So,
I know.
So we can get some money up in here.
Get the money rolling. Yeah, guys, pray for the hockey season to start soon. But that's so true. And I wish everyone just, like, saw and thought of money in that way. And I feel like the world would be a lot better, easier. If it's just, like, help those around you. If you have the resources and if you don't, the people in your life help you. And I don't know. I just, in my mind too, it's like, no, I don't know if what comes around goes around is a word. Or people would be like, you're paying for stuff for Max. And I'd be like, yeah, cause we're in freaking college and he's playing hockey and he doesn't have a job and I do. So like, I don't want his parents paying for our dinner. Like, I'd rather pay for it. And guess what? When we're together forever, it all freaking evens out. Yes. Like, I don't know. So yeah, that's not about that. But if you care about Brody, we've just been splitting everything. Cause that makes the most sense. Last couple things I want to say is I feel like people could, this is just me like defending myself, but, and I would think this way too. Like right now getting this dog, you guys know we're kind of like nomads right now. We're like between Max's mom's house again. Guys, Max needs to go to the bathroom again. We're going to wrap this up. Are you going to go right now?
Oh, well,
or can you wait like 30 seconds?
I can wait 30 seconds.
Okay. So we're like between Max's mom's house, my mom's house, and you're probably like, oh, that's a lot of like maybe uncertainty, traveling for a young pup. You know what? You're right. But do know that we understand how important a routine is for a little puppy. He will be on a routine with training, with grooming, with walking, with socializing, crate training. We're doing that. Vet appointments, vaccinations. Like, we know.
And also, it's not like Gretchen's family lives in California and we're driving cross country to go back and forth.
It's like a 3-hour drive.
At the most, yeah. So just know that we know that could be a lot for a little puppy, but it's not.
It's not going to be that much.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah. You know? Like, we're on Cape Breton and we're getting him because it's way closer to Maine. Then we're going back to Albany. We'll be there for a month and then we probably will come back to the Cape. It's like, We're going to Albany and then coming back once. Like, it's not a bunch of movement and then we're moving to Pennsylvania. You guys know that. And we will be there to stay.
Yes.
So don't worry about that. And I guess last thing I just wanted to say, I know we touched on it a lot, but I have it in my notes here just to wrap it up, is know how blessed and lucky that I feel we are to have such open schedules, because I think that's kind of like the number one thing that, and money, that is kind of like in the way for people getting dogs when you want a puppy, when you want a dog, because you need that time, especially when it's a puppy, even more time to train it, whatever. It can only be in the crate for like, I don't know, an hour, like not that long at all. And I'm so lucky that I get to be home all day and that he doesn't have to sit in the crate because he can be with me. So yeah, just know how ready and equipped we are and how excited we are. Sorry if this episode was kind of like
all over the place.
Defensive, all over the place. But there's no getting around that we got him from a breeder. I could have lied and came on here and been like, Max surprised me with a puppy, yay, and never addressed it. But I'm not the kind of person, you guys know. I'm open and honest. So just wanted to tell you the whole situation. Maybe you can relate if you've gone through something similar and why we decided to end up going with a breeder. And again, if you hate that, you can unfollow. But, yeah, that's that. We pick up Brody tomorrow, and we're so excited for this next step in our life with you guys and for me and Max together as a couple. Yeah. So get ready for so much Brody content coming. Again, we're going to leave the breeder adoption rescue discussion in the past, and thank you guys for listening and coming on this journey with us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoy our next adventures
with
Brody and
furry friend.
Yeah.
Love you. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you in our next episode.
See ya.
I said our next episode. I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye.
Bye.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.